I can still remember the school edition of Graham Greene's The Power and the Glory. It was an unassuming little hardback with a blocky purple and white cover design, somewhat scuffed from its years of incarceration in lockers and school bags. School kids are used to being force-fed literature. I didn't have very high hopes for this book. The first few pages described an unpromising setting of grinding squalor, and what was worse, boredom. Lackluster dentist Mr. Tench moves through a landscape of languid vultures and scowling men with gold teeth. He fights off nausea, wonders about buying a glass of mineral water, and spits on the ground. Eventually, he has an encounter with the novel's protagonist that is full of vagueness and misunderstanding. Of course, the grubbiness and the miscommunication continue right through the book to the whiskey priest's own squalid Calvary. It never stops being disgusting. I recall very clearly the revulsion with which I read the description of the mestizo's big toe sticking through a hole in his gym shoe, plump and yellow, like something which lives underground. Alongside all this awfulness, there is a sequence of scenes in which a pious woman reads the life of a martyr to her three children. Young Juan is brave, accomplished, morally upstanding, and unwavering in his faith. He dies crying out, "Viva el Cristo Rey!" His heroism is such that it converts one of the men present at his execution. There is no aspect of young Juan's life which is not beautiful. The writer of such an account must, we may suppose, be trying to create life-changing literature. The book is intended to inspire and reinforce religious faith, even in the face of the suppression of the church. In point of fact, its sugary idealism utterly fails to convince, and we find ourselves sympathising with the woman's son as he wishes they would get on to the shooting. What the life of young Juan does do is to show how very far the whiskey priest falls short of the ideal. He has sinned in just about every possible way. He is fearful and hopeless, shabby and disreputable looking. Even his eventual martyrdom is squalid, and he fluffs his final words. What impressed me, though, is that he keeps on trying. I think it's a very human thing to think that once we have strayed off the straight and narrow, we might as well stay off it. At one end of the scale it is Macbeth saying, "I am in blood, stepped in so far that, should I wade no more, returning were as tedious as go o'er." At the other end it's thinking that one bar of chocolate has ruined your diet. The whiskey priest knows he's made a mess of everything. He knows he ought to be sorrier than he is. He believes he has failed. In spite of this, he keeps trudging onwards, even knowing how it must end. His story has stayed with me throughout all the years since I first read the book because of that one idea that sometimes it's not about the prize, it's about the struggle.